Adam Ricard here with Bombers.ca and head coach and general manager of the Flin Flon Bombers, Mike Regan. Mike, I've got you right in the middle of the busiest stretch here in the season. It's been quite a busy couple weeks for you, and it's not slowing down. Maybe give me a rundown of the week that was and the week coming up.
Yeah, we've been busy for sure. You know, getting off to a good start against Estevan with a 9-2 win was huge. You know, I thought that the guys were pretty sharp in that game, scored some real nice goals, and were able to capitalize on opportunities. And, you know, that led us into the Weyburn game on Friday night, and, you know, our offense didn't slow down at all. I thought that, you know, we were pretty crisp, and you're always worried about after a blowout game, you know, how you're going to respond or how the guys are going to come to the rink and prepare. And, you know, they did a fantastic job, and, you know, huge to get off to a, you know, 3-game homestand with the first two as wins and then going into a big game against LaRange. And, you know, I think the nice thing was is that LaRange was faced with the exact same schedule. They had to play Wednesday, Friday, Saturday as well. And, you know, I thought we were a little bit slow out of the gate. We looked a little bit tired, but as the game went on, we just got better and better. And obviously Alec Mallow had a huge night for us. He was great on the power play. You know, our power play scored 4 goals, and we talked about it a lot of times. You know, we have a explosive power play, and obviously if teams want to take penalties, then we got to make them pay. And you know, that forces teams to maybe not play as aggressive against us, and you know, play a little smarter. And you know, we were able to capitalize on the 5-on-3, score 2 goals during that little span there. That was huge for us. And, you know, we faced a 5-minute major, and were able to come away with just giving up 1 goal, which, you know, is a little bit of a questionable hit after reviewing it on video and stuff like that. I definitely don't think it's a 5-minute major, maybe a 2-minute penalty. But in saying that, those are the adversities that you go through throughout a hockey game and throughout a season, and they only make you better when you're faced with those situations in the playoffs. So, you know, we were close to killing that off, just a tough break on a deflection in front of the net there and that. But overall, getting 3 wins was huge for our hockey club. Got our 30th win, which is always a good benchmark to reach, and especially with where we are in the season here. We've got you know, quite a few games left, and, you know, now we're eyeing ourselves at hopefully 40 wins here. So we're excited about that, and now we got to go out on the road for 4-5, which is always tough, and doesn't matter who your opponents are. You playing on the road is tough. You take a look at, you know, a team like Estevan that comes up through Death Valley here, you know, LaRange, Flin Flon, Nipwin, Melfort, and, you know, they come away with 2 points, and, you know, had to do that on the last night. So it's not easy. You know, Weyburn went through the same thing and went 0-4. And, you know, I think that going down south here, we always talk about the first game. And Yorkton's been sitting there with 2 weeks off. And I don't know, I think they went on a vacation to Cuba or something like that. But, you know, it's tough to keep those guys engaged for 2 weeks. So it'll be interesting to see how they come out of the gate. I'm sure that they're obviously well rested, but, you know, there might be a little bit of rust. So hopefully we can jump on them early here and get off to a good start.
Well, going back to Saturday's game there, Mike, that 5-minute major penalty there, you lose one of your key penalty killers in Cole Refuse after taking the hit, or the penalty, sorry. I mean, what does it speak that you can just insert whoever into your penalty kill power play role as it rolls? Like, this is a deep core that you have here.
Yeah, we've, you know, with the additions at the deadline, you know, it just made us that much deeper. We've got some guys that we're still figuring out in Clayton and Bannister and seeing what they can do. And, you know, obviously Bannister's always been an offensive guy, and so inserting him onto the power play isn't an issue. You know, it's just about that chemistry, and that's why, you know, these next 14 games are important for us to just really find out line combinations. Right now, Donovan Houle's out of the lineup, so Tristan Lemaire slides right into his spot. And, I mean, he's done that you know, throughout the season when Donnie's been out. And so there's no adjustment there. And he's done a terrific job. And then, like you said, I mean, with Refuse being out, we gave Reed Robertson an opportunity. And I think Reed's been fantastic over the last month here. And, you know, so he's getting rewarded with a little more ice time and you know, being put into a penalty kill situation there. And I thought he did a great job of getting in lanes, making himself big and, you know, taking away shooting opportunities. And, you know, we still got a couple other guys that we think that can penalty kill for us. So we're not too worried about when we get put in those situations. And, you know, that's what depth's all about. And, you know, you just keep on rolling because guys are able to fill those roles. And, you know, it's a credit to them. And it's also a credit to their patience. You know, there's some guys here that probably deserve to be on power play or penalty kill with some other hockey clubs. But, you know, when you're in a situation to be on a team that's going to be contending, you got to be willing to sacrifice. And as I've mentioned all year, we've just got a great group of guys in the locker room.
And you go back to the Friday game, Shell gets the start, and he makes the saves when he needs to. And then Saturday, I think I haven't seen DeLorme play a second period like that in quite some time. It was something to see for sure. Your thoughts?
Well, I thought Shell looked so much more comfortable in his second start, you know, and I thought he was fantastic, to be honest with you. I thought he made some real big saves, and, you know, it wasn't necessarily like a tight hockey game, but, you know, he doesn't make a couple of those saves, and it's probably a 7-3, 7-4 maybe game. And, you know, he got unlucky with the goal that broke his shutout there. It was a puck that bounced right in front. We're not sure if it hit the ice or if it was deflected. But, you know, as far as confidence goes, I think he's got to feel good about his game. And then for us, you know, just seeing him be able to have that caliber of a start, you know, in his second game, it's what we expect out of him. And, you know, we've watched him in practice and we're real confident in his abilities. And he's a young guy, and you know, he's going to get more starts here, especially on this road trip and that. And I thought he was real good. And, you know, as far as DeLorme goes, I thought that, you know, he had the one that got over his shoulder there by Manning. That's a shot that he's done a couple times this year. And, you know, it's something that you got to be aware of as a goaltender and that. But other than that, you know, I thought DeLorme was real good. And, you know, so we're getting better goaltending here over the last, you know, 7-8 games. We're 10-4-2 or 11-4-2 now since December 1st. And, you know, I think that things are starting to work themselves into place. And, you know, when you have some trades at deadlines and that, there's always adjustments. And you've seen it time and time again where, you know, Battleford went through a little skid after the December 1st when they insert Hiltz and Steele, and there's some adjustments to line combinations and everything like that. And coaches getting familiar with what players are capable of doing and where they fit. And, you know, we've been fortunate that it's been a pretty smooth transition here so far and that. And like I said, we're still trying to figure out where exactly Bannister and Clayton fit as far as chemistry goes with line combinations. And we're going to tinker with that. And the most important thing is finding that chemistry before the playoffs.
Mason Martin is SJHL's Defenseman of the Month. He's been fantastic for you this year. Speak to his leadership and what he means to this team.
Well, you asked me 2 years ago if Mason Martin's a power play guy at any point in his career, and I probably say no. You know, he's just going to be a shutdown defenseman that's tough to play against. And, you know, when we lost Bootsy this year, and Isaac Jackson, you know, played power play for us last year as well, and Marty got, you know, sniffs here and there and that, and we know that he has a heavy shot, you know, so we wanted to utilize that. But did we think that he was going to be able to quarterback a power play? No. You know, like, I mean, he's done a fantastic job for what his tool set is, and I really didn't know that he had this in the toolbox, you know. And a lot of credit to him. And, you know, he's playing with four very offensive guys, and when there is turnovers, he's kind of the guy left high and dry a little bit. You know, he's done a tremendous job. And, you know, I think he's been a huge part of our success this year. You know, he's got 13 goals. He's got more goals than Bootsy. He leads the league in goal scored by a defenseman. He leads the league in power play points. He leads the league in power play assists as far as a defenseman goes. And everything that Mason Martin has brought to the table this year has been huge for us. And he deserves a lot of the credit for our success and really being not only the captain of the hockey team, but the leader on the back end. And so we're real happy for him and obviously for the team to have a guy like him. And, you know, in my opinion, he's definitely one of the top two defensemen, all-round defensemen in the league and that. So we're real happy that he's got recognized for that this month here. And we know what he brings to the table, and now the rest of the league does too.
Good, Mike. Well, good luck on your road trip here, and hopefully you show well. Remember to click the links above to get your information on the jersey auction that's now live. Go bid on your favorite Flin Flon Bombers jersey. Also, remember to get your raffle tickets on the camper raffle that's ongoing. Information is going to be above this link as well.